Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Moeller is there. Lots of stuff going on. Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Randy Moeller, television analyst for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. Interrupting his summer break. Hello, Moeller.
Hi, guys. How are you? Hey, how's the Delaware chicken farm doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We're getting ready for 4th of July, Randy. We're getting jacked up with some turkey burgers and some kebabs.
Oh, my God. They'll be busy, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Delaware? Yeah. I mean, that place will be insane, man. So yesterday, I'm going on the air. Crowd was off yesterday, and about 10 minutes before we go on the air, Roberto Luongo releases that retirement farewell letter, and we had Goldie on yesterday, and Roberto Luongo, as a hockey guy, Moeller, you played in the league for a long time. I mean, what can you say about this guy's goaltending career?
Yeah, just the ultimate professional. It's a sad day. It's a sad day. But I think it was explained, especially from Roberto. You know, a lot of times when players retire or something happens, there's so many rumors and all this stuff and stuff just flying around on what actually happened and all that. I think Roberto was his letter to the fans and to everyone. I think it was explained very, very well. And we knew even a couple years ago the effort and the dedication and the sacrifice and that it took for Roberto to just to play the game, and the injuries that were starting to stack up a little bit, and it gets to a point. And I was thinking about it last night. I mean, it was many years ago, but with my situation as well, it gets to a point where you just can't do it anymore. And Roberto is such a proud athlete, and the success that he's had is arguably one of the top three or four goaltenders to ever play the game because of the longevity and, of course, the success he had, third most wins and second most games played in that, then it's very difficult, very, very difficult. But he has nothing to be ashamed of. He's quite the guy, and there's no real hidden with Roberto Luongo. What you see is what you get, and he's as good as person off the ice as he is a player on the ice. And I'm just very, very, and selfishly, guys, I'm just very, very happy in a certain way, even though I'm sad that unfortunately his career has come to a close, his playing career, that he's going to be a huge asset for us with the Panthers and in the community, and my involvement as well as running the alumni and that. I mean, who better to represent the Florida Panthers than Roberto Luongo and all the different activities that we do in the community, whether it's youth hockey or some of the charities that we're involved in. So a great asset, and I'm very happy that he's going to be able to assist myself and the local alumni down here in South Florida.
Oh, so he is. That was one of my questions. He's going to stay and be a part of the organization. Like, when did you figure that out? Because it seems like it's already set.
Yeah, the old saying, as you know, Channing, even if you only play one game for the Dolphins, when you retire or whatever, you're an alumni, whether you like it or not, or you're going to be an alumni. So, and Roberto's always been very, very gracious with his time and that, with all the different stuff that we've done so far in the community, especially the youth hockey and that. So, I have no idea, if or when he's going to be join the organization in some capacity. I have no idea, but knowing Roberto, he's going to be around South Florida. They're building a new home. He says they're going to stay here. They want to raise their kids in South Florida. So what a great asset for us. I'm that's where selfishly I'm very happy that he's going to be staying, because we still have a lot of work to do in building the youth hockey and being even more immersed in the community, even more than what we've done. And I think we've proven as a franchise over the last 4 or 5 years how involved we are in the community.
He did say yesterday in the release that he's going to live in Parkland for the rest of his life.
So he's building a new house.
Yeah, so and think about the Panthers, Moeller, you could have in the business side, like Sean Thornton, you. Is Chris Pronger in the business side, or is he just more like an outreach guy?
He's in the on the hockey ops side. So
and you got Danny Potvin walking around, and yeah, you could have Luongo walking around. I mean, you guys might be more talented off the ice than on the ice.
Yeah. And, you know, we got Billy Lindsay's around as well. So and Peter Rorale, and you got and not even to mention Olli Jokinen and Radek Dvorak and Thomas Vokoun. They've made their homes down in South Florida as well. Serge Paille. So we continue to build our alumni roster, if you will, and that's just as important. I mean, Channing can tell you. I mean, the Dolphins alumni and what they do in the community and their outreach and the connection with the fans is very important.
And Mola, I was reading some of the articles they wrote about Luongo, you know, after his retirement, and some of his numbers, all of them were right there in the top three. I'm not talking about in Panther history. I'm talking about in NHL history. Is he that? He's one of the best goalies of all time?
Oh, absolutely. And as soon as he's eligible for the Hall of Fame, he'll be a he'll be the first to be voted in. He's unanimous. If Roberto Luongo doesn't make the Hockey Hall of Fame, then nobody deserves to win a Hockey Hall of be in the Hockey Hall of Fame beside of Gordie Howe, Mario Lemieux, and Wayne Gretzky. So no, he'll and I can't wait for his speech at the Hall of Fame induction and that which will happen in a couple of years and it's well deserved. But what goes under the radar is all the other stuff, not only the on ice but off the ice what he did. And you guys, I know you've talked about it. With the tragedy at Stoneman Douglas, unfortunately, and Roberto was a big leader in that and some of the things that were done publicly and even more stuff that never gained any publicity at all, and Roberto was at the forefront of that. So kudos and congratulations to him to take that leadership role. He is a leader, and there's no doubt. I mean, remember, when he was a member of the Vancouver Canucks, he was the captain, and that is rare for a goaltender to be a captain.
Randy Moeller is with us, television analyst for the Florida Panthers and former Panther himself. Is he the greatest Panther in Panther history?
I think so. I think, and no disrespect to John Van Beesbrick, because Beezer was the one that really, in those early days, as you know, Hawk, put the Panthers on the map and what they did and led them to the finals in '96 and that. You know, there's no doubt that what Beezer did, but what Roberto Luongo, because of his longevity and his two stints with the team and that, if I had to reluctantly make my vote, it'd probably be Roberto Luongo.
Now, were you in Vancouver? Yeah, you were in Vancouver for the NHL draft last week, right?
Yep, and I was there. I was there 10 years ago or whatever when Mike Keenan traded Roberto Luongo to the Vancouver Canucks.
So
I was there.
The Panthers drafted a goalie, right? Spencer Knight?
Yes.
What do you know of him? Is that going to be something down the road to be excited about?
He, absolutely, yeah. He was the top-rated goaltender in the world for his draft year. We interviewed John Van Beesbrick on our draft show on WQAM, and he said this guy could be a generational goaltender. So he's going to go to Boston College. He'll play a lot this year. And then after 1 year or possibly 2 years, he could make a big splash in the NHL. They'll be patient. He's only 18 years old. So, I mean, he's just going into college. He's going to be a freshman. So, but the good news is Boston College, we're hearing, are rebuilding. So he's not going to be one of those freshmen that sits on the bench and never plays a game. He's going to play a lot. So that, for his development, that's going to be crucial.
And then, just speaking of goalies, obviously the Panthers have a shot at getting Sergei Bobrovsky, right?
Bobrovsky, yeah.
In free agency. What do you think the realities are on that?
Well, there's a lot of rumors, and there's a lot of good, not only unrestricted but restricted free agents as well, and I think Dale Talon, mention it. I believe he addressed the media this morning again, and he says that they've planted a lot of seeds and they've had a lot of conversations. So it doesn't get underway until July 1st, but you know, and it's true, the Panthers are going to be very aggressive, and everybody knows the names that are out there, so we don't even have to.
I mean, they were down here. I mean, I'm guessing you took them out partying, right?
No, I stayed away from that. But there's some synergies. So we'll say, and guys, there's no guarantees. There's absolutely no guarantees. So nothing is a slam dunk or guaranteed until there's signatures and that. But it's so exciting for this franchise, and it's just a little bit disheartening that we got the news of Roberto Luongo. Guys, I'll be honest with you, I was surprised. I thought, if you asked me 4 days ago, is Roberto Luongo coming back for at least one season, I would say absolutely. I thought he was going to come back for one more season. But when I found out what he was actually going through, and I knew a little bit, but I didn't know the depth of how much preparation he was having to do, even on off days, just to continue to play anywhere close to his level and what he expects of himself. Then I really realized that, you know what, maybe it is, it's just too much to do. And the body just all of a sudden just says no. And even your pride and your drive says yes, that the body says no. And I think Roberto, from what he said in his letter, that's what happened.
But he couldn't seem
to do it anymore.
He did the team a solid, though, by letting them know before free agency began.
Yeah, no, he said he would do that. And that just shows the class of Roberto. He wouldn't hold the franchise hostage or anything and then, you know, make a decision on September 1st or whatever. No, he did it. He took some time, talked with a lot of his people and family and that, and he made it when he said he was going to make it, make that decision. And everybody respects it. It's a sad day, but you know what? We enjoyed Roberto Luongo and what he gave to this team and to the NHL and the into South Florida community and the good news of that is it's going to continue because they put down their roots here in South Florida. It's a sad, but it's a good story.
And Luongo joked around. He joked a lot in his retirement. He was talking about South, you know, he's taking his talents to South Beach retirement home. He was joking a lot, but you brought it up early in the interview too. Like when you had to hang it up, Randy, when I hung it up, like it's not an easy decision to make and you have to make that transition to normal life. You know, Luongo, all the guys, can you talk on how hard that transition is from being a top level player to now being a father and husband sitting at the house?
Yeah. Oh no. It was. I remember. I can remember the 2 days when I made my decision and sitting on the couch with a wife and three young kids and you know announcing to them that it's over and it's all I've ever done since I was 10 years old and played very high competitive since I was 12 years old and then all of a sudden when you're 32 and all of a sudden it's over. It's a shock. And, you know, a lot of players, as you know, Channing, there's a lot of players that handle it well, a lot that do not handle it well. They have so much time on their hands, and what am I going to do? And how, you know, that those competitive juices still are still running, yet there's, you know, the only thing you're competing for is that last piece of chicken that's sitting on the counter at the dinner time. And unless you can fill a void, a lot of players have a tough time, and I remember it distinctly, and it was difficult. But the one thing that helped me through is that the team and led by Mr. Torrey, Bill Torrey, was here, and I had a meeting with him, and he said, "Listen, we're still building this franchise, and if you want to be involved, there'll always be if you show the passion and the commitment and the dedication, there'll always be a spot for you with the Florida Panthers." And I've said it time and time again, as the longest tenured employee of the Florida Panthers now. I'm very honored and very gratified that I've been able to make a living and stay in the community and stay with the team.
Yeah, how long have you been with the Panthers? Not including 24 years as a non-player.
No, totally. Totally.
It was what, like three quarters of a season as a player?
Yeah, well, one year that I played, and then the next year that's when I retired in November. So, and that, but you add them all together, it's 24 years. Unfortunately, when we lost Mr. Torrey, 14, 15 months ago, when he unfortunately passed away, I was next in line. But very proud and very gratified that Mr. Torrey gave me an opportunity, and through all the ownership and the management and the executives and everything, that I'm still there. And that's why, you know, I can't wait to go and have lunch with Roberto in a little bit and discuss with him, you know, what we're trying to do and what we continue to try and do in the community and with the franchise. And hopefully now with the aggressiveness and the moves that we've made, and Coach Quenneville coming aboard and knock on wood, the free agents that we're going to be able to acquire and that we're going to win on the ice and we're going to continue to win off the ice, and Roberto will be a big part of that.
You know, I'm just thinking some with his tenure with the Florida Panthers. I know Tobin on the other station has the whole give Dwayne Biscayne movement. I would like to make Panther Parkway Randy Moeller Way.
We got action.
What do you think about that, Moles?
No.
So you're in?
Let's just keep it Panther Parkway.
Whatever. Randy Moeller Way.
As long as I got...
Hold on! It sounds like we got action, Moeller! We got action!
Jam alert!
would you get behind that if we try to make this a movement?
No.
So you're in?
Yeah, I'm all in. No, just let it be. It's Panther Parkway, and that's the way it should be, Panther Parkway.
Well, you know, like how Jeff Conine is Mr. Marlin, and yeah. Moeller's Mr. Panther.
Mr. Panther.
President Panther.
Oh, I like it.
I heard a rumor that they're going to name a urinal for me on the first floor of the BB&T Center.
I want to make Panther Parkway Randy Moeller Way, and Moeller is in. He has announced publicly he supports this with every fiber of his being. and so this is very exciting, Moeller. We're going to make this happen.
You just keep stirring the pot.
All right. Well, figure out who you want on the guest list when we do the unveiling. We'll do it on the tarmac there at the BB&T Center, and it's going to be very exciting.
How about Roberto Luongo Way?
No.
Wouldn't
Moeller,
that be much
no,
more?
Absolutely not. No, you're the longest tenured Panther.
No, but the impact that Luongo's made, that would be a natural.
Well, we'll give him a street in Parkland. We'll give him a street in Parkland, but you're getting Panther Parkway.
You just want to stir the pot. You just want to create.
No, I think I can make this happen, and I think you're worthy of the honor.
Be right in the middle of it.
I think
Don't
you're worthy.
Don't make me come down there. Don't make me come down there.
I think you're worthy of the honor. Quickly, on the way out, is sweet potato pie a dessert or a side dish?
Ooh. Depends where you're from. It's a dessert where I'm from.
It is a dessert.
Yeah,
it's a dessert. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Randy Moeller, he is, when you go to the Panthers games and you turn on to Randy Moeller Way, this is why. It's Randy Moeller, Mr. Panther. Thank you for making time for us, Moles.
The pleasure is all yours. Have a great day, boys.
I love that guy.
I
want to get behind that. I think we can make that happen.
Coming off the Sawgrass, you see Randy Moeller.
And we've got a better chance. I got to feel like, you know, Tobin's, you know, again, Dwayne Wade, a little more star power. But it's hard to make things happen in Dade County.
Yeah.
And it's right. I mean, that's a huge Biscayne Boulevard. I mean, that is a major thoroughfare. Panther Parkway, and we'll be dealing with the city of Sunrise. It's like Wisconsin. You're in, you're out. I mean, this is easy. I think we can make this happen probably before 6.
We could.
It would be great if there's like road crews out there before 6 today. All right. Tell Len we've got a movement. We've got to move. We've got something to get behind.
You know Moeller doesn't like it, right?
Oh, he loves it. I could tell.
Oh, you got
I read
him.
Between
oh.
the lines. We'll come right back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.